Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Yudches Mabez. Let's do the Mishnah, and that will get us into the sugya that we will be discussing today, and that is learning Tanakh at night. Learning Tanakh at night, that comes up here. The Mishnah tells us what the Kohen Gadol did the night of Yom Kippur. Well, we know the week before, he was getting ready, he was put in a special office. And then Masru Zikne Bezin Lazikhe Kuhuna, Ve'alu Beis Aftinus, they brought into the Beis Aftinus, Ve'ishbiyu, and they swore. They made him swear that he's going to do the Avoda properly. Ve'niftu V'halchalohem, Ve'amru Lo Ishi Kohen Gadol, Anu Shulche Bezde, Ve'ata Shulcheinu, Shulche Bezde, Mashbin Anu Alecha, that you're going to do the Avoda properly. And then they each go away crying that they were choshed, or that he was choshed them. And here we go. Im haya chacham, and if he's a chacham, tam chacham, do reish, then he could darshin, he gives shiurim all night. It's exhausting, giving shiurim all night and then doing the avodah all day. That's Rashi. Do reish bidvar halacha kol el yom kippurim shol yishan, because we don't want him to fall asleep be yirakeri. Vim lav, and if he's not such a talmid chacham, who can? What do you mean? He doesn't know anything. How could he be doing the avodah the next day? So Rashi says it means he can understand that he knows, but he just can't give the shiur. Vim lav chacham hu viyodea lahavin v'lishmoa dvar halacha v'niyodea lidrosh darshan lefanav. So then it said to him. So if Imlaf, Tamil Chacham and Darshan Lafanev. Vim Ragil Likros, Kore. And if he usually is Ragil, accustomed to learning Mikra, so then that's what he does. Vim Lav, and if not, Koran Lafanev. And if not, if he's not Ragil, then it's read in front of him. Ubameh Koran Lafanev, what do they read? How do they keep him up all night? They learn the exciting Svarim. Be Eov, Ube Ezra, Ube Divrei Hayamim. Right? The three Svarim of Tanakh that Rashi says are mamshichin es halev l'shom'on. Right? We can't put it down. We can't put these svarim down. Halavai, we should be on the level of not being able to put these svarim down for all svarim. But that's what it says. Eo Ezra and Dibra Yamim and Zachai ben Kavutal says, I often read him Daniel. So we add Daniel to that too. But it's clear that they were learning Tanakh at night. They were learning these svarim on Yom Kippur. And the question is, well, is there a question? What's the problem? Learning Torah is a great mitzvah. Learning Tanakh is a great mitzvah. So what exactly is the issue? So there is a Yalkut. The Yalkut in Parshas Kisisa. The Yalkut tells us, the Lashon is, Minayin haya Moshe yodea, emas hayom, emas halayla, Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, and he was in the cloud. How did he know day and night? He was talking to God 24/7. So how did he know day or night? So the Gemara, the Medrash says, El b'shaya shaya kadosh baruch hu malamdo mikra, when Hashem taught him mikra. So what was mikra then? The Torah up until that point, or was he also teaching him the messages of Nevi'im and Ksuvim? Right? The Gemara in Bracha says that Moshe Rabbeinu received Nach also at Har Sinai. What does that mean? It didn't happen yet. It means the messages of Nach and the topics of the Nevuas, but that's the Gemara in Brachas Dafei. Ve'elu, ve'edan lachaz luchos ha'eben v'atorah v'mitzvah, elu kashar kasafti lo rasam. Luchos elu aser sedibras, Torah ze'mikra, mitzvah ze'mishnah, aser kasafti elu nevi'im uksuvim, lo ha'rosam ze'gemara. Malami shekulam nitnu l'moshe b'sinai. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was being taught Mikra by Hashem, he knew it was daytime. Then he knew it was night. So you see, we see something from here that Tanakh has to do with the day, and Mishnah has to do with the night. And there's a ton of Devei Leo also. Tovar Acher, Yom Liyom Yabia Omer, Zetorah Neviyah Muksuvim. V'layla layla chavadas, Elu Mishnayas. So two sources. So again, if you just have these sources, maybe it's more appropriate, maybe it works better. It doesn't say there's any type of isser here, any type of problem here. And now we wait for Rav Chaim Vital. Rav Chaim Vital, the Talmud of the Arizal, he's the one in Shar HaMitzvahs, in Parshas Voyaschanan, he's the one that quotes, Bishar Leili HaShavua, Ein Roy Likro Mikra. During the nights of the week, Ein Ra'ui. Let's keep that Lashon in mind. Ein Roy Likro Mikra. Lafisha Mikra hu ba'asiya v'halayla atzmahi b'chinas asiya. V'akol hu dinin. V'ein Roy la'or adinim. A Kabbalistic reason. Somehow, Mikra is not good to learn when it's the time of din. The first half of, I shouldn't say that yet, the night is din, and we shouldn't be doing things at night. That's why we'll learn slichs at certain parts of the night is also inappropriate because that's a time for din. We shouldn't be asking for rachamim at that time. Aval b'leil vav, he ends up, says the Rav Chaim Vital, on Thursday night, kivan sheyom shishi mechen l'shabes v'arachamim is'orim bo l'chein yucholam likra mikra af balayla. So that's one of the exceptions, as we will see. But Rav Chaim Vital quotes this idea that Kabbalistically, learning Tanakh at night is not the best thing to do. The question then might be, if it's really based on the Medrash and there's a parallel, so maybe we shouldn't be able to learn Torah Shebal Peh by day. We should only learn Torah Shebal Peh by night and Torah Shebal Chsav by day and Torah Shebal Peh only by night. But that's not true. So I have to say, no, maybe Torah Shebal Peh is somehow Kabbalistically related to Rachamim, and that's always good. It's always good. Or Yom is a time of rachamim, a time of divine compassion. So you can learn anything then, just at night. So it's not an exact parallel in the two. So this is quoted here in Rav Chaim Vital. No, this is not found in Shas anywhere, Shas Bavli, Shas Yerushalmi. There could be even Pashtus Gemaras that could be understood otherwise. And maybe it's a machlokes between the Nigla and the Nistar here. And whenever there's a machlokes, Nigla and the Nistar, we pass on like the Nigla. So wouldn't it be a problem? There are a number of Gemaras, the Arches HaChaim, the Malbim, in his commentary, quotes a number of Gemaras that seem to point in another direction, right? So maybe we'll quote some of those as we continue. But either way, this is the background. So assuming, is this quoted? It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. So where is this quoted? It's quoted in the Ber Hetev, is quoted in the Shaar HaTzion. Mr. Brewer quotes it in the Shaar HaTzion in Siman Reish Lamed Ches. Reish Lamed Ches is the Siman about Kfiyas Itim BaTorah. That's a crucial Siman. It's a short Siman, just two Seifim. Tzarech Lizaher Belimud Halayla Yoser Mi Bishel Yom. Right, the Kfiyas Itim BaLayla. It's important to be Kaveh Itim, to learn Torah every night. V'mevatla Onsha Meruban. If somebody's Mevatla Torah at night, not good. Im yesh lo chok chavu alamod kach v'kach liyom v'yitarad b'yom v'lo yishlimo yesh lemena b'layla miyad. And the Shulchan Aruch does say, if somebody has a kfiyas to learn each day and they missed it, they got to make it up. Make it up that night. Right, what do you mean? The night is the next day. Maybe it's like kachim, hayom holachach, alayla holachach v'ayom. But this is the Shulchan Aruch. Just you have to make sure to learn at night. So if you look in the Shaar HaTzion, the Ber Hetev also, but I quoted from the Shaar HaTzion, ein likro mikro b'layla. Ein likro, prima gadam mashma diyachol likro b'layla. Right, so he quotes this idea of not learning Mikra at night. So if one is noheg like this, al pi Kabbalah, are there exceptions? When is one allowed? Is it a total Isser? So, first of all, days that could be allowed even according to the Isser. So first, Rav Chaim Vital said Thursday night. Thursday night. Why? Because it's Hachana l'Shabbos. The Or of Shabbos is already on us within the world of Kabbalah. So if it's Thursday night, it's okay. Then Kal v'chomer Friday night. Right, if it's Thursday night, just getting ready for Shabbos is okay. Then Friday night, being Shtayim Mikra Vecha Targum, right, being Maver Sedra, right. Friday night, no problem. If Thursday night is good, Kal Vachomer. And this helps in regarding one Gemara. So there's a Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed, which is again one of the ones that the Malbim brings up. Kiddushin Daf Lamed, the Gemara says you have to split up your day. Vishinantem Levanecha, Altikri Vishinantem Ela Vishilashtem. Gemara is a deeper level of interpretation. La'olam yishalish adam shnosav. A person should split into thirds his years. Split into thirds. Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. Right? A third mikra, a third mishnah, a third talmud. That's how we have to split up. Mi yodea kamachaye. How long do you know how you're going to live? So how do you know to split up your years? A person doesn't know how long they're going to live. What? Halavai, 40 years. But who knows? Lo tzricha liyomei. It means split up your days. Third, third, and third, your days. So what does that mean? So you might have said, that means every day. Learn a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that. Rashi says, Vishilashem, liyomei yimei hashavua. The days of the week. Yimei hashavua. Tosfos says, Pirush HaKodesh yimei hashabbos. Klomar, shnei yamim mikra, ushnei yamim mishnah, ushnei yamim gemara. Right, so Tosfos quote explains Rashi, split up the days of the week, I guess besides Shabbos, but split up all the rest of the days of the week into threes. Veloni Hira, Tosfos says, you still don't know, a person doesn't know how long they're going to live. That doesn't help. Venirali Lafarish, Bechol Yom V'Yom Atzmo, Yishalish, right, every day, so they split into thirds. Right, and that's what Tosfos quotes of Amram Gon, Rav Amram, one of the Gaonim, he was one of the first, if not the first, to make the Siddur, the Seder Rav Amram. You could buy it in a store today. Seder Rav Amram. So he has the Siddur. So he says, Tikin Seder Rav Amram Gaon, Kemosh Ananogim B'chol Yom, Kodem Sukkah de Zimra. We want to have a little kiyum of this Gemara. So what do we say in the morning? Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara. Before Pesukah de Zimra, what do we have? So first of all, we have the minog after Birchas HaTorah. What do we say? Birch Hashem Yishmerecha. That's Mikra. And then we have Elu Dvarim, which is Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Pei. And then we have the second Elu Dvarim, which is a Brisa, which is a Kiyum of Gemara. So we have Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara. But then we also have in Karbanos, if hopefully we get there to say Karbanos, we have the Karban Tamid, which is Mikra. We have Ezeo Makoman, which is Mishnah, the Perakim Mizvachim. And we have Rabbi Yishmal, which is a Brisa, which is Talmud. So that is the splitting it. And then Tosfos quotes the famous Rabbeinu Tam, that we just learned Talmud Bavli and we're Yotze with everything because everything is Balal in Talmud Bavli. Good. But what does Rashi say? You split the days of the week. A third Mikra, a third Mishnah, a third Talmud. How do you get at least 2 days of the week Mikra if you can't learn at night? Right? Day and night. You have to learn day and night. So what 2 days? So the Malbim says, oh, maybe it starts on Thursday night. The 2 days for Mikra start on Thursday night. Thursday night, Friday night, Shabbos. Right, so if you hold like this Rav Chaim Vital, that you have the kula of a Thursday night going into Shabbos, so that's where you get your 2 days for Rashi of Mikra. The true is Rav Pa'olim says that maybe the same applies to Yontif, L'chora. Same applies to Yontif, and that's our Mishnah. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, they teach the Kohen Gadol about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur night, Shabbos Shabboson. So, can't be a problem there. So, the same allowance. Also, the tikkun lel shruas, right? That many have the custom of saying that has plenty of mikra in it. Again, but Shabbos and Yontif, the Malbim is the one that connects it, I think, to our Gemara, to our Mishnah. The Rav Pa'olim talks about tikkun lel shruas. There is another idea found in some sources, but not others. The Chida rejects it. But the Askalavdi, Rav Adaya, says maybe only the first half of the night is a problem. Only the first half of the night. Second half of the night would be okay. Post chatzos, like slichos. The first half of the night is din, and that's what one is not allowed to do. But the second half is already zman shel rachamim. And this might help, another Gemara, this might help for also the Gemara in Meseches Brachos. Remember the Gemara? David HaMelech, how long did David sleep? Did David know when chatzos was? Did Moshe know when chatzos was? Right, kach chatzos alayla, that's Gemara in Brachos and Dav Gimel. But the Gemara explains, what did David do every night? There was a harp that was hung over David HaMelech's bed. And what happened? Once Chatzos came, the wind came and blew into the harp, and it was David HaMelech's alarm clock. Right? And he stood up and started learning. So that's one version. But if you look at the other version, what does the Gemara say? David learned until Chatzos, and the second half of the night, he davened. Ad Chatzos Laila Haya Osik B'Divrei Torah Mikan Ve'elach B'Shiras V'Sish Brachos. Right? Based on Chatzos Laila Akum L'Holos Lecha. Right? The Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yutes. But what's Shiras V'Sish Brachos that David HaMelech said? Pashtus Tehillim. It's probably what he said. So he's saying Tehillim at night. Oh, maybe it's after Chatzos. That's what the Gemara says. If the chazos wouldn't be a problem, so that is a remez to that. What about, that's in terms of certain times of the week that would be allowed within this. Number two, content allowed. So there are those that say, the chida says maybe Tehillim is different. Another answer to that Gemara. Maybe Tehillim is different than all other content. I don't remember, I didn't check it up again, but I think the Shulchan Aruch HaRav quotes that learning without Havana is something that we should try to stay away from. When we learn, learning is to try to understand it. Except Tehillim. Tehillim has power even if we don't understand it. Tehillim has a certain power. But either way, back to this. So the Chida writes in his Shuvis Chaim Sha'al that maybe Tehillim is different. Maybe Tehillim is different. Maybe it's not really learning, it's davening. Right, if you don't use it as learning, using it as learning maybe is the Kabbalistic problem, but davening is not. But then there's a beautiful lumdus. If you look in the Eishel Avram, you look in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, we know we have the Pri Megadim. The Pri Megadim has the Eishel Avram and his commentary on the Magen Avram and his commentary on the on the Taz. So that's the next week, so that's the firm, the Primadim. But there's the other Eishal Avram that's quoted in the Mishpat Zozov on the Taz and the Eishal Avram on Magen Avram. But there's another Eishal Avram in the back called the Eishal Avram of Buchach. Right, that's the other Eishal Avram, as he's known. So if you look there in Simon Reish Lamed Ches on this Simon, he says, ah, oh, I have a lumdus that there's no problem with Tehillim. Because if you look in the Yalkut, in the beginning of Tehillim, David HaMelech davens to Hashem, Hashem, please accept my Tehillim as if I'm learning Nega'im and Ahalos. As if I'm learning Nega'im and Ahalos. So you see, David HaMelech says, Tehillim is like learning Nega'im and Ahalos. So Tehillim is like Torah Shabbat Peh. It's like learning Nega'im and Ahalos. No problem. You're allowed to learn Torah Shabbat Peh at night. So Tehillim is like Nega'im and Ahalos. That's what he says. Yesh lomar she'ein shum k'beid al amiris mizvori tehillim balayla l'kulei alma kiven shekava Hashem yisparach she'amiris tehillim yechashuv k'negam ba'alos k'l Hashem was koveya det imkein hari zeh kalimun v'shnayis she'zmano b'tchilas alayla. It's an agadata, and he brings it as a raya. Who says that it's k'ilu learning to gam and alos in terms of like calling a Torah Shabbat Peh? You should just, maybe it just means the schar I'm going to get for saying tehillim is the same schar I'm going to get for negam and alos. Who says it's halakhically defined as that? But that's this suggestion of the Buchacher in Eishal Avram. The source of this is the Yalkut, again, at the beginning of Tehillim, where David HaMelech says, Hashem, please accept my Tehillim, not like I'm saying some other type of sefer that's not inherently valuable. Al yukorin bahem kukorin besifrei Mirus. At the bottom it says Mirus is a some type of Greek singer. Ella, you karen bohem behogen bohem and olden schar alayim kinagam ba'alus. Right, that's the Yalkut. That's his raya. So again, this is a huge chiddush to suggest that it's an agadata. Maybe it just says appreciate it like nagam and ba'alus. And a third assumption, and only Rav Chaim Yivalazhin can say this, says the Ruach Chaim, Chaim Yivalazhin in the beginning of the sixth parak of Perkei Avos, David asked for it. Who said Hashem accepted the request? Who said that Hashem said, fine? It says that David HaMelech said, Hashem, please accept my tehillim as a gam and alos. Maybe Hashem said, no. Only Chaim Yivalazhin. So he writes that in Perek Vav, the beginning of Kinyan Torah. Right, that's where it says, kol ha'osik ba'torah lishma. He says, what's Torah lishma? And this is what he writes in the Nefesh HaChaim also. Torah lishma does not mean that I should learn Torah to try to feel dveikus and emotionally connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That might come as a result, but that's not the reason why I want you to learn Torah. I want you to learn Torah because Hashem told me to learn Torah, and I'm understanding the Dvar Hashem, and I'm connecting to the infinite. But not that I should feel it. That's not the goal. In your lishma, ikar l'shem avas Torah, liga v'la'amod al sharsha. Avalam yachshov adam, ki lishma hakavana l'dveikus. Obviously, he's writing this at the beginning of the Hasidic movement, that's what he's talking about. Ki lishma hakavan al dveikus. If your lishma you think just means emotionally connected to Hashem, imkein l'daito v'dimyono yachshov sheyasok b'shiras v'zishbachos. You could probably get there more by saying Tehillim, right? To feel more dveikus directly by saying Tehillim and davening. Uve proper sefer Tehillim minoim zemiros Yisrael ha'morim avas Hashem v'kirvaso v'zed dailo u'bazeh yichyeh chayim arevim aval lokenu. Lokenu, how do you know it's not? Ki matzino b'medrash yalkut David b'kesh osik b'shir v'sizbarav yachashiv lo kosik b'negam ba'alas harim v'negam. So what do you see from that line, first of all? David says, let Tehillim be like negam ba'alas. You see, negam ba'alas, meaning hardcore Torah, is higher and more valuable. David says, let this be like negam ba'alas. So it's not like negam ba'alas is more valuable. And then he quotes, v'lo matzino shehiskam HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo ba'zeh. You don't find that Hashem accepted this request. Amazing. Lafisha ikra limud lo laso grakbat vekuski and lahasig idea torah by mitzvahs vadinim. The ultimate purpose of learning is to understand and to get information from the Torah and to understand the dinim and the mitzvahs. Veleda kol davar borya klala proteha ulasig gavkin sisrei play masav and even the secrets of the Torah. Velazet sarach lomod biyegia atzuma lahasig amitas kavanas adorah lafiyas agaso. And you have to work very hard. We have to work very hard to get to the ultimate MS in Torah. V'kolosha Yosef lomod, ken Yosef lachmos lomod od. And the more you learn, the more you want to learn. U'ba'ava zatorah yishke v'yachshov. And then he has one of the most beautiful lines in all of Torah Shabbal Peh. Let's say, I dare say. V'halavai sheyuchal lo lishan v'lo lechol, rakol hayamim v'kol halelos liyageo la'ayin v'lishos b'tzami yizdvareha. Halavai, we shouldn't have to eat and drink and sleep, and we should just be able to learn Torah all day. That's the Rav Chaim Yivalashon. V'halavai sheyuchal lo lishon v'lo leachol rak kol hayamim v'kol leilos liga ula'ayin v'lishtos b'tzamei esvareha. It's right here in the Ruach Chaim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. But he argues on the Buchasher. He says, who says that this request was accepted? Okay. There are others that say that Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva about this in Chela Ches and Simon Beis. Maybe only Torah. He has a lot of many possibilities of limitations. Maybe it only applies to Torah, right? Now, maybe not Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Maybe it only applies Derech Limud, not Derech Tfila. Maybe there's no problem with Tehillim. Some say maybe learning it with Mefarshim is called Torah Shebal Peh. Who says that Torah Shebechsav includes that? So those are a number of content that is allowed. So there are days that would be allowed, there are content that's allowed, and maybe contexts. Context. That same Buchacher in Eshel Avram says, maybe Betzibur it's okay. The power of the Tzibur, the power of many learning together, that would override any type of din. That's a Chiddush, because by Slichos we don't say that. Right? We don't say that the first half of the night. But that's the Eshel Avram suggests that. Number two, what if somebody only knows how to learn Tanakh? Then for sure. And that relates to a general, Shas HaTzchak. What if somebody, it's either Tanakh or not learning? That's the choice. It's not that I'm either going to learn Tanakh or Mishnah. What if I did my quota of Mishnah, I learned the Daf Yomi already, and I want to do Tanakh. So what, it's better not to learn than to learn Tanakh at night? So the Poskim say, of course not. Of course not. If it's a choice of learning Tanakh at night or Bittul Torah, then learn. Learn. That's Bittul Torah is more of a din than nighttime learning Tanakh at night. That should be our worst avera. Our worst avera should be learning Tanakh at night. That's what Rav Asher Weiss quotes in his Sefer on Shavuos in Simin Nun Aleph. Pa'amim rabos nishalti mishmakom lohakel b'shas atchak mishlo hispik ligo shtayim mikra v'echa targim v'u yodeh shebeshabes lo yelo zman o b'makom bitul Torah, right? Or the discussion of the Tzitz Eliezer was that people are in hospitals, they want to say Tehillim. And Shari Tzedek, they want to daven. So he says, first of all, look back at the source. Ein roi, doesn't say usser. Ein roi lo mon mikra. Ein bozei isra klal, ein roi. But for sure, if there's a question of Bittul Torah, this is just a Midas Chasidus. And with all the heterim that we had, you know, Me'ikra Din, it's not an Isser, it's not found in Shulchan Aruch, it's not found in Nigla. So again, it's something that one could be machped on if there's a choice. Everyone's setting up their schedule. So then, if you can set up the schedule to have the Tanakh during the day and the Mishnah and the Gemara at night, okay. But if the schedule, you know, has Tanakh at night, that is 100% fine. And again, it's much better than not learning at that time at all. Okay, we will stop here.